Rejection. This word is terrifying to most high school students. And well, I guess to some adults too. The fear of rejection is something that seems like almost everyone has an issue with. I see rejection quite frequently in the halls of my high school. Now, I'm not sure if people try to reject others or if it just happens. Rejection. A person or thing dismissed as failing to meet standards or satisfy taste. Now, do we really think the students in our high school don't meet up to our standards? Or are we just too busy with our lives to accept others? High school is not easy, especially my high school experience so far. The past 4 months, I've received more rejection than my entire life combined. I remember once, I went with my friend to a high school football game. He saw old friends and introduced them to me. Before even learning my name, they didn't like me. For what reason? None. None whatsoever. In junior high, probably my biggest fear was being rejected. And after being rejected a lot, I realized people will judge you and have opinions of you and might reject you. So I got over the fear of drowning in rejection. Many of my peers just follow the crowd in fear of being shut down. Kids make bad decisions because they are scared they will be judged if they don't. But it doesn't matter what you do. People will always judge you. So do what you want and be who you are. And get over the panic of being judged. Being rejected has many consequences on us as a person. We start to doubt the things that we thought we liked about ourselves. Having people judge you at first glance can really mess with your head. We think to ourselves, are my clothes out of style? Does my makeup look bad? Am I really funny? Or do I just think I am? All sorts of thoughts start to develop that sometimes make us change who we are. Sometimes, when a person has been rejected enough times, they start to act out in ways that are harmful to themselves as a person. And do the people who rejected them change their opinions? Not usually. In fact, they gloat and say, I told you they were that way. What are we supposed to do when situations occur that leave us rejected and alone? Walk through our days almost zombie-like? Move from class to class, too afraid to show any emotion or individuality, for that may make others jump at the chance to ostracize us? Do we put on a mask of happiness and act like things are great and our life is perfect? Some days, it seems like standing on the top of the stairs and screaming at the top of our lungs that we are alone and just need a friend seems like an awesome idea. High school is hard. Academics, sports, extracurricular activities all leave us tired with little time for just one-on-one friendship. But in a few years, we will want to look back on this time and say, I hated high school. I had no friends. I felt so lonely. No one saw my pain. And I didn't reach out to others to see if they were hurting too. I don't think that we should neglect homework or sports. But I think that if we could learn to balance things enough, to make sure that everyone has a high school experience of acceptance and not rejection, we could become much healthier, happier adults. Feeling alone in a school full of people is the worst feeling. Let's reach out to each other. Really listen, really care. Stop for a second to be human and not a teenage robot. Rejection and loneliness are things we all need to work on. So as the year and life go on, try to be more accepting. Attempt to make others feel welcome in everyday life. And lastly, try to beat rejection.
It's March 6th, and
this is Callie Freeze, signing out live from California.